Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You're on 101.9 Hi FM. Thanks for joining us. This is the People in Perspective show. Every week we have a focused HR perspective, which kind of looks at different areas of HR and people in the workplace. So we normally have our labor law segment, which we've just had with Karen Myers, who was telling us all about how the law protects mental health. And she was saying that it's really an extension of some of the basic behavioral things contained in those acts, which has basically been extended out to now incorporate more mental health well-being. Fascinating stuff. Everything sort of changed since COVID. And now, in the middle of the show, we normally have our main feature. And today we've got Desiree Manumela from, she's the director at of Labor Statistics at Stats South Africa. We're going to be talking about, we're going to unpack, these employment statistics and what do they actually mean for us as in the country. So, hello, Desiree, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Good.
Thanks for having me.
Nice. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Desiree, people always listen to what's said out in the media about, unemployment. But we hear it so often over again, these unemployment statistics just get sort of regurgitated and said over and over again on different TV stations, on the news. Unemployment, is it so much percentage? Unemployment, is it this percentage? How does it actually relevant to us in our own lives, and what do they really mean for us sitting at home? And so that's kind of what I want to try and get to when I'm talking to you. So, I mean, the first question is, these employment statistics, are they affecting mainly skilled people or mainly unskilled labor? Or is there anything for people with skilled employment? Or is it generally broken down into different groups where you've got unemployment in a certain categories?
Thanks for having me. Unemployment rate, we report about it for quarter to quarter. Mm. Every quarter we go and set the unemployment rate. Mm. And what we have seen in the last unemployment report or the labor force survey report, unemployment rate was standing at 33.5%. Now, in terms of who's mostly affected by this unemployment rate, what we have found is that the youth are more affected than the other age groups, where we see the youth, specifically those that are between the ages of 15 and 24 years, to have the highest unemployment rate, which is standing at about 60.8% in the last quarter, that is quarter 2 of 2024. And the youth, the older youth, basically those that are 25 to 34, their unemployment rate is standing at 41.7%. So those are the group that is mostly affected by this unemployment rate. Now, in terms of unemployment rate for those that by different education levels, those without matric, they have the highest unemployment rate, and those with matric also have the second highest unemployment rate. And not surprisingly, is that the two groups, those without matric and those with matric, their unemployment rate is higher than the official unemployment rate that I mentioned of 33.5%. So they are basically both, those with matric, they have the highest unemployment rate of 35.8%. And those without matric, the unemployment rate is almost 40% at 39.3%.
Oh.
Now, if you look at the picture, it basically tells us the two groups of those with matric and those without matric, they basically remain vulnerable in the labor market compared to those who possess a higher education level than other tertiary qualifications or those with degrees, different types of degrees. So that's where we graduate unemployment rate in the last quarter, we see it standing at 9.7%. So it has been sort of hovering around 9%, 10% over the past few quarters. And you can, I think, easily see that without a higher level of education or without improved level of education, it's very difficult for individuals to sort of succeed in the labor market.
Yeah, I think so. When you know, it's quite disturbing when you listen to these figures, that these huge, massive percentages, like 39%, but you know what you're saying to me is that that 39% is people without a matric.
These are the unemployment rate for those people among those people without matric.
Right. Okay, so that makes a little bit more sense. So, if you when we hear these things in the news where South Africa's got massive unemployment, you just heard it from Desiree. It's basically it's for it refers to people who aren't able to have that matric. So it's that getting that matric seems to be the real problem in terms of our big unemployment crisis at the moment. Desiree, what would you say?
Yes, I think the basic thing is to know is that matric is not enough for people to succeed in the labor market, specifically in terms of getting employment. There's a need for specifically the young population to move from secondary education into accessing and also obtaining a higher level of education so that they can succeed into the labor market.
Yeah.
So just having matric is basically, in this day and age, it's not enough for people to sort of get employment. And I think
Yes, Desiree.
I wanted to also mention that we see this a variable that we also measure that is called NEET. NEET is basically the young people that are between the ages of 15 to 24. And we are saying if these people are not in school and they are not in employment, what are they doing? Where are they? Where are these people? Now we find that there's a high rate of about 36.6% of these people who are 15 to 24, 4 years. So this is the group that is basically disengaged from the labor market. They are not in school. Right, they are not working. And the question is, it is a group that you will expect to either be either in school doing secondary education. If not, they should basically be starting employment at the completion of their either higher the first higher level of education. In terms of the need rate for the females, which is recorded as the highest compared to that one of the males, I think even when we also disaggregate unemployment rate by sex, we also see unemployment rate of women being higher than that of the male counterparts.
Really, that's interesting to say. Equality, gender equality in the workplace is something that everybody tries to work for. But what you said about there being this sort of fall short by the sort of youngsters who really can't get something to get them started, that's the trick. So how powerful are these statistics for people wanting to get into the market, and And when people, you know, if they are in, if they are degreed people, or they're not degreed people, you know, the different groups, how powerful is this, this statistic in actually giving them an attitude towards looking for a job? You know, how powerful is the statistic, would you say, to the, in influencing somebody's opinion of the job?
Yeah, I think the main point I would like to stress is that, I mean, as Statistics South Africa, we collect the data from households.
Mm.
Now, the households or the individuals within households that we interact with or the, that we interview, based on the questions that we ask them, they will tell us the other reasons for not looking for employment. And I mean, even though you look at the unemployment rate of graduates being lower than that of those with matric or without matric,
yeah,
you still find, I mean, young people or people who are still discouraged for different reasons look for job, for work. I mean, we see a situation where we have long-term unemployment among the working age population. Mm. So if you look over a sort of a 10-year period, we see that over time, long-term unemployment rate, which basically say these people have been looking for work or for jobs over a longer period, over 12 months. Mm. So for a period of 12 months or more. And they have been looking without any success in looking for a job. So some of these things might be attributed to the structure of the economy, where, I mean, we find a lot of people, or at the, we have the highest working age population, but the situation doesn't allow the economy to absorb all of those people that are looking for, for employment in the country.
And that's,
so that's where we... Yeah, so that's why, I mean, when you look at the long-term unemployment, we find that we have 76.2%. That is the proportion of those people that are in long-term unemployment that have looked for a job for a year or longer. And like I mentioned, that we, when you look at the population, the working age population, what I would like to mention is that in the second quarter, the working population was standing at 41.3 million. That is the people that are between the ages of 15 and 64. That's what we call the working population. Now, if you look at the proportion of the working age population that is in employment, that figure is about 40%. It's about 40.3% in the second quarter. You take that figure, look at it over time, going back to, say, 2014, over a period of 10 years, that proportion has been hovering around 40%, 42%. So, but at the same time, the working population is increasing, but it is, as much as the working population is increasing, the economy is not well enough to absorb everybody who is looking for employment or absorb them into employment.
Mm.
So there's that sort of discrepancy between what we have in the population versus what the economy can absorb.
Yes, I see the what you're trying to say, and that is, that seems to be the problem that you know, people are talking about in the media, that essentially the economy is not growing at a fast enough rate to employ the level of unemployed people that we have in the country. And so that is the issue at hand. Desiree, thank you so much for your time. It's been great having you on the show, and we hope to have you on again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night.